This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Constitution Day being observed across the country today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki speaks with Indian counterpart over telephone. Separately meets US and Chinese ambassadors. Election Commission urges legal amendments and resources for upcoming polls. And Ukraine hits Russian oil refinery deep behind front. Now, the news in detail. Constitution Day or the National Day is being marked across the country today with various programs and events. The day commemorates the promulgation of the Constitution of Nepal on September 20th, 2015, the nation's seventh written constitution, drafted by the people's representatives through the Constituent Assembly. A special ceremony is being held at the Army Pavilion in Turikil with President Ramchandra Paudil as the chief guest. Prime Minister Sushila Karki is also scheduled to address the event. On the occasion of the day, in his message, President Ramchandra Paudil extended best wishes to Nepalese at home and abroad, paid tribute to martyrs and urged unity for peace, good governance and prosperity. Likewise, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav also called the Constitution a historic achievement, emphasizing inclusivity, equal power sharing and strengthening the federal system. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held a telephone conversation with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During the talks, Prime Minister Karki highlighted the centuries-old Nepal-India friendship, briefed him on Nepal's latest political developments, and extended birthday wishes on his 75th birthday. In response, India's Prime Minister Modi congratulated her on becoming Prime Minister of Nepal and assured continued Indian support to Nepal. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song separately paid courtesy calls on Prime Minister Karki in Singhadapar. In her meetings, Prime Minister Karki expressed gratitude for U.S. assistance and reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the One China policy. She also emphasized expanding cooperation with China in trade, investment, connectivity, agriculture, energy, tourism and technology. Both ambassadors congratulated Prime Minister Karki on her appointment and pledged to strengthen relations further. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has outlined austerity steps to sustain Nepal's economy and ensure funding for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th. In a meeting with the newly elected Executive Committee of the Society of Economic Journalists of Nepal, SEJON, Finance Minister Khanal said redundant and small-scale projects worth nearly 100 billion rupees would be scrapped, while costly government seminars and meetings estimated at around 12 billion rupees would be reduced. Khanal emphasized that Nepal should not rely on donor agencies or neighboring countries for election funding. He noted that rupees 25 billion was spent on previous three-tier polls and costs are expected to be lower this time. The government is also preparing a business recovery plan with priorities including restoring public confidence, ensuring treatment for the injured and providing compensation to families of those who lost their lives. Similarly, in the same event, Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, Dr. Biswanath Paudil, has called for political stability, a private sector morale boost, and an investment-friendly environment to revive Nepal's economy. He emphasized the need for legal clarity and economic reforms to protect entrepreneurs. Governor Paudil assured that despite damages from the recent protest, resources for reconstruction are available and with improved governance, foreign investment and economic recovery can be achieved in the coming years. The Election Commission has urged the government to provide necessary resources and amend the Voter Registration Act 2073 to ensure timely elections to the House of Representatives on March 5, 2026. At a meeting with Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal yesterday, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari said voter registration has been suspended since June 30th and legal provisions are needed to resume the process once the election date has been set. Home Minister Ariyal also suggested the Commission make arrangements for Nepalese abroad to vote in line with a Supreme Court ruling. The appeal comes as the interim government led by former Chief Justice Sushila Karki prepares for the midterm polls following the recent dissolution of the House. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Ghimire has urged all citizens to remain united to help the country overcome the current crisis. Following an inspection of the 5 ravaged Federal Parliament building in New Baneswar yesterday, Speaker Ghimire stressed that the interim government must move forward by resolving the challenges at hand. The Parliament building was torched and vandalized during the Generation Z protest on September 8 and 9. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal yesterday visited police headquarters to assess damages caused during the recent Generation Z movement. He also inspected police offices in Rani Pokhari, Darbar Marg and Maharajganj. Addressing police personnel, Minister Ariyal urged them to serve the nation and people with high morale, stressing the importance of lawful conduct and improved performance. He noted that communities' efforts to restore damaged police posts showed public support for the force. Police chiefs from all 7 provinces and district offices joined the event virtually. 6 senior leaders of the Janamat Party, including senior vice chair Abdul Khan, have resigned, citing the party's failure to address demands for leadership change. The group, which also includes central spokesperson Dr. Sarat Singh Yadav and other key members, had previously issued a 24-hour ultimatum calling for the resignation of party chair Dr. Chandrakant Raut and Dr. Jayakant Raut from the organizational department. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Ukraine has struck a major Russian oil refinery deep inside the country, about 1,400 kilometers from the front line. The attack, carried out by drones, targeted a Gazprom-owned facility, triggering a fire. Regional governor confirmed 2 drones hit the site, but said there were no casualties. This strike is part of Kiev's ongoing campaign against Russia's energy infrastructure, aiming to cut off vital revenues funding Moscow's war. Recent attacks have already knocked out significant refining capacity, driving up fuel prices and causing shortages across Russia. In response, the Kremlin has extended its ban on petrol exports to stabilize the domestic market. Meanwhile, internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump is pressing allies and trade partners to curb purchases of Russian oil, including raising tariffs on India and warning China and Europe. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the continued monsoon activity across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini province, as well as in the remaining areas of the country and at a few places in the remaining Tarai regions. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located in its near normal position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Constitution Day being observed across the country today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki speaks with Indian counterpart over telephone, separately meets US and Chinese ambassadors. Election Commission urges legal amendments and resources for upcoming polls, and Ukraine hits Russian oil refinery deep behind front. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.